W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King. Border towns have been swamped by an influx of migrants, but correspondent Jared Hill says this could provide some relief for them and other cities where they've gone.
Overnight, the Biden administration said it will grant nearly 500,000 Venezuelan migrants temporary protected status. This will give them the ability to live and work in the U.S. legally for 18 months. It applies to those who arrived by the end of July.
We can't spike the ball, but we do have to acknowledge that our voices were heard.
Mayor Eric Adams and other New York Democrats praised the move as cities like his struggle to house the tens of thousands of asylum seekers who've been bused there.
Ukraine's President Zelensky talks today with President Biden and members of Congress who are voting on aid. Poland says it will stop sending grain and weapons to Ukraine to take care of its own needs. University of California, Berkeley political scientist Stephen Fish.
What the government is now doing is basically placing a very petty political interest over the security interests of Poland itself, because the Ukrainians are actually guarding Polish security right now.
The Senate has done an end run around a former football coach turned Republican senator to confirm a key military appointee. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
General Charles Q. Brown will be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Senator Tommy Tuberville has been holding up many nominations over the Pentagon's abortion policy, which pays for service members to travel out of state for an abortion or other reproductive care. More than 300 are still stalled and may have to be voted on individually. Brown replaces General Mark Milley, who is retiring later this month.
In Marion County, Indiana, two records clerks have been fired after their mistakes led to the release of an accused killer. Sheriff Kelly Forrestal says it's not all their fault.
We're short-staffed. They're underpaid. That's not an excuse, but it's a fact. I mean, we're 25 to 30 people down in civilians. We're 75 detention deputies and 75 deputies. So people become overworked and make errors.
In Memphis, nine Shelby County deputies seen on video beating and kicking a black inmate have been indicted for his death. His attorneys say he was also hit with handcuffs, rings of jail keys, and pepper spray cans. Medical examiner and sheriff claim 33-year-old Gershon Freeman had a psychotic episode and died from a pre-existing heart condition. It's day two of King Charles's state visit to France.
Notre partenariat.
Speaking to the country Senate, mainly in French, the King paid tribute to his mother, Queen Elizabeth, praised the UK's and France's shared commitment to freedom and democracy. Wall Street, S&P futures down 27. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717. CordellCordell.com.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 81, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 56, mainly clear. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 78. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Hey, welcome back to Up North News Radio for this Thursday morning, September 21st, National Miniature Golf Day, National Opioid Awareness Day, World Alzheimer's Day, World Gratitude Day, and International Day of Peace. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from 3rd Congressional District candidate Rebecca Cook. She made a visit to Chippewa Falls recently, so we will share that conversation. We also have our Hometown Health segment coming up with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, where she is joined by celebrity chef Ace Champion to talk about cooking for the Packers, holding a world record, encouraging positive thinking, and healthy choices. And so, really, so far at this point, we've got a doc, a chef, a cook, and a state assembly representative. Jody Emerson is with us as well. Representative Emerson, good morning.
Good morning, Pat and Kristen. Nice pivot there, Pat. Appreciate it.
I couldn't. I'm like a doc, a chef, a cook. What have I? What else can I go with here? And I got nothing. I got Jody's here. So
you got everything. I'm here, Pat. Come on. Yep, fun and games in the morning. You know I love mornings.
I know you do. And I would have queued up that Irving Berlin song again about murdering the bugler if I didn't think our listeners would start to wonder. But you're here with us, and we appreciate that very much. And not only are you here, you're here with a special session that is still going on. We thought Republicans were going to gavel it in and gavel it out like the other 12 times for special sessions. They didn't. We talked to Joe Zepecki last hour, who said he's going to embrace the optimism and say that maybe this will lead to some kind of a grand bargain on child care, on tax cuts, on the Brewer Stadium. That might be overly optimistic, but, you know, again, the special session's still open. What are you thinking right now, Jody?
You know, I mean, it's still technically open, but they did adjourn within 30 seconds. So,
yes,
I mean it's not like we had a broad conversation yesterday on this, but I tell you, though, we had advocates all throughout the Capitol yesterday. And at first, when the budget process started and child care counts, you know, there was a lot of child care providers that were in the Capitol having conversations with people from every corner of the state. And they were just wanting to share their story about how important what they do is. And we know that taking care of our youngest generation and forming those critical minds pays off in the long run. But yesterday, they were just angry. I mean, if you want to see some people riled up, you know, these are the people who deal with preschoolers having temper tantrums all the time. So they can be pretty firm when they need to.
Yes.
And they were just downright upset.
Well, and they have every right to be, because, again, this is when Joint Finance was making their tour around the state. And now we're going back, you know, 6 months. And that's what they heard over and over again, not just from a child care provider issue, but from a parent issue, from a workforce issue. And to still be treating it so disparagingly as, oh, that's just a babysitting problem, you know, shows such a disconnect with the actual problems of the workforce crisis in Wisconsin that I guess while I'm holding out the potential that they're leaving open some kind of a big bargain, I do think it was just a safe face that they just didn't want to be accused of gaveling it out right away. So they're just kind of leaving everything hanging for a day or two. I think is kind of how I'd have to look at it right now.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly haven't been involved or seen any of my colleagues on the Democratic side involved in conversations on how to get some more money into the child care system. And I just want to keep on emphasizing it's early childhood education. We're not just talking about babysitters, you know, putting 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds into the programs. It doesn't solve the problem. We need to make sure that these people are valued for the important work that they do, and that is reflected. We've had so many conversations about this, and, you know, there was just some harsh things that were said on the floor last week about, you all just want to throw money at the situation. Well, money is resources, and education needs resources to survive. Mm-hmm. And we can't put this on the backs of working families all the time. At some point, we have to stabilize this industry with some money from our state government, because we cannot expect working families who are making poverty or near poverty wages most often to be able to afford these tuition rates that are now at or more expensive than college tuition. And, you know, all of us on this conversation now have had people who've gone off to college or are close to it, and you save up for years for this. You can't necessarily save up for 18 years to afford the first year of somebody's child care.
Yeah. No, you're so right. Our friend Chris Hammock-Boyle just put up on Facebook to you, thank you for treating it as a profession, as it rightly is. And now comes a confession, Jody, when I said, just come on for like 5 minutes or so. It turns out I lied. You're actually quite interesting and have some information. So will you hang on through the commercial break and talk for
I'll
a couple more minutes?
I'll do anything for you, Pat. You know that.
Oh, wow. It is early. She's delirious. That way we can loop Dr. Lyerly into the conversation as well. So State Representative Jody Emerson will stick with us for the next couple of minutes here. And when we come back, we'll get an update on the Brewers, whose magic number is now down to 4 after beating the Cardinals and the Cubs losing. So we'll have that and your full weatherology forecast for the rest of the week coming up in just a bit. Wherever you are across Wisconsin this morning, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
DoorWorks, I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Club Forest Bar & Grill is featuring a mouth-watering tailgate pizza in honor of football season. But that's not all. Come see if you can win big with Pull Tab Happy Hour during Packer games. And don't forget their famous wings, only 50 cents during game time. What's more football than that? Lace up those shoes and come out for the next game. Club Forest Bar & Grill, 1176 Club Forest Drive in Plover, your Packer Party headquarters, and a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR and Southwood County Humane Society.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This was the Eagles when they got back together in 1994 after what they said was a 14-year vacation. They didn't break up. They just took a 14-year break. We were on a break. Come back and they do this, and this is Don Felder, who turns 76 today, longtime guitarist with the Eagles, and nobody knew where this flamenco style intro was going in this first live show, and it takes a little bit to build, so we'll just let this roll under as I bring Jennifer Vucicki into things here as well. But eventually the crowd figures out that it's a brand new intro to Hotel California, which was at the time in 94, that was pretty cool to have a song reimagined that way. Unfortunately, I'm the only one old enough in this crowd here to remember that, but it was a big deal.
I was there. I saw them at Red Rocks. I saw this concert.
Wait. What?
I did. I remember this happening.
Oh, we have a whole story to get back to with Kristen Lyerly and Jody Emerson. But now... We somehow have to make this transition into a foggy morning in places, and look at how the weather's going to be, another warm one today. But what does the weekend look like? Let's bring Jennifer in now to tell us about it. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, it looks like a high pressure system is to the east and a stationary front to the west of us today. So temperatures remain fairly similar to yesterday, upper 70s to low 80s primarily. Dry during the day today with cloud cover around Oshkosh and southern Wisconsin. Sunny for everyone else, then a few spotty chances for rain coming in tonight for Richland Center, Madison, and over to Milwaukee. Friday, it looks like at least a slight chance for rain during the day for all of the listening areas, holding off until the afternoon from Oshkosh through central and west central Wisconsin. Temperatures pretty similar for the most part, mid to upper 70s expected tomorrow. For the weekend, it does look like a chance for rain, maybe some thunderstorms on Saturday during the day for most, holding off until the evening hours closer to Lake Michigan. Mid to upper 70s again for most, slightly cooler around Amory and Baldwin as a cold front begins to push through there. Highs in the low 70s. Sunday, a chance for showers and storms across the board, mid to low 70s primarily. Again, cooler around Amory and Baldwin, with highs there be below average for this time of the year in the mid-60s.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much, and we'll do it again tomorrow and get ourselves into the weekend. Have a great day.
You too.
Getting back to our story now with Kristen Lyerly, and something about hell freezing over and her being at the Eagles, one of the Eagles reunions concerts. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it.
Do you remember when this was? I mean, was it at the... Because as I understand here, the Hell Freezes Over tour launched in May of 94 in Irvine, California. But I'm sure Red Rocks had to be somewhere in there as well.
It must have been that summer. I don't know. That part of my life is a little bit of a blur.
Well, I was just amazed you were at a Red Rocks concert and could remember all of it. This makes me feel better, Kristen. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, to get that much out of you is a win here. State Representative Jody Emerson is on the phone joining us as well. Jody, turning back to political matters here, not to put you in a box, what I want to get at, and something I've talked about before, both with Tara Johnson and Becca Cook, and conceivably with one or two other candidates, is what you might call the, you know, I don't know if embarrassment of riches is the right way to put it, but you look at what Democrats might have to choose from in a congressional primary compared to Republicans looking at their presidential field and going, I got to pick one of these guys. I think Democratic and progressive voters in the third district, you know, are in the more fortunate position, don't you think?
We are. We've got some great candidates. Running for races or going to be getting into races all over the state for congressional districts. And, you know, one of the things that I, as a member of the assembly, want to make sure that people know about is with the possibility of new maps, you know, we are really looking for candidates all over the state when it comes to the assembly too. I don't want people to overlook what a great opportunity the assembly is to change people's lives too. I mean, we think of all the things that we have on the line when it comes to democracy and people's rights and, you know, our quality of life here in Wisconsin, and the assembly and the Senate really play a key role in that. And we need some great candidates to step up for that too. So folks, if you're listening and you're interested in what's going on in our state government or ticked off about what's been happening in Madison the last couple of weeks, call me.
I want to double down on what Jody just said, because she's serious. And if you are listening and you are as frustrated as we are at the dysfunction that you have seen over the last, I don't know, 12 years, 15 years in state government here, this is an opportunity for you. And you don't have to be some sort of like special anointed person who has been on some crazy track. I mean, you know, Jody has a fascinating story. The reason, the thing that brought her to the political arena. I didn't come here to be a politician. I'm a doctor who saw how politicians were intervening in our healthcare decisions, whether it was COVID or reproductive health decisions. And that's the thing that brought me here. We all have a reason and we all have the ability to serve. So don't let that be a barrier. Don't let imposter syndrome hold you back.
Exactly. No. And Kristen, you're absolutely right. I think especially us women really struggle with that. And, you know, I'm here to tell you, you can run for things without it having being in your 5-year plan or your 10-year plan, or heck, even your 5-minute plan sometimes.
So. Right.
Oh, we've all done worse on a whim, you know, believe me. Jody, if people needed one more thing to maybe motivate them and to be frustrated about, it's the inability to trust the people running the legislature now. Tell us about how you have to be on veto watch. Why is that? And what does that mean to where you are at any given day?
Well, it means I'm in Madison an awful lot. Even so, in the Senate, the Republicans have a supermajority. They can override the governor's veto at any point. In the assembly, we have a 2-vote margin. But we know that COVID is spreading again, that, you know, people have family emergencies that need to happen and you need to be present for. So basically, anytime there is a skeletal session day, which is roughly half of the month, 2 weeks out of the month, I have to be in Madison. I have to be right by the Capitol. And so, you know, I miss out on a lot of opportunities in my district to spend time with my constituents. But in the end, I'm doing what they hired me to do, which is making sure that we've got a watch on democracy.
Yeah, these are what they mean by skeletal session is it's marked off on the calendar that if there were going to be a floor session, it could happen during that time. There's not one scheduled necessarily, but at any given time now, Republicans could drop one and say, yep, we're coming in to override the veto of the governor because we hear that 3 Democrats are absent and now we have a 2-thirds majority. And I mean, it was not done like that before. There was much more trust. You didn't have people, frankly, sinking that low to the point where now you have to be right around the Capitol in case they do something, you know, that had never been done to them previously. And yet that's the caliber of people, you know, my opinion, not yours, Jody, that's the caliber of people that you have to work with these days.
Well, I mean, everybody is on the Republican side in leadership is so trustworthy that, you know, if they say that we're not going to have a session, gosh, I'm sure I absolutely trust them to not come in and pull a fast one.
Which, by the way,
middle of the night
has happened in other states, in other state legislatures within the past couple of years, where Republican majorities gave their word that Democrats could go to, like in one case, there was like a funeral and I forget what the other state was.
There was a 9/11 one, I think, in North Carolina.
Yeah, 9/11 commemoration.
Yeah.
And they lied.
Republicans came in and held a veto override vote. And that's what you're dealing with right now, the caliber, the quality of quote-unquote leadership, which is, again, why we're thankful that you're willing to do that. I know we're trying to encourage people to run for office, even as we tell them there's going to be these kinds of inconveniences. But it's that's also part of the reason you do it, is if you have that kind of belief in democracy, you have to make these little sacrifices to defend it.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I'm happy to be able to do that. And if we get a few more people to run and flip a few more districts, maybe we can take the majority and not have to put up with this kind of stuff and actually get decent people in office where we can build the trust of the people back up right now, because there really isn't a lot of trust in the state assembly and the state senate. But we need to get there, because it's a serious job and we need serious people who are going to be doing it.
No, it hasn't been there since 2011, when they snuck in, you know, Act 10, and then they snuck in these, you know, corrupt maps, and really nothing has improved since then. And it won't until, again, some of these seats get flipped. Difficult as it may be, you have to just keep at it. Representative Jody Emerson from Eau Claire, thanks. Always great to talk to you. And you sound wide awake, alert, and enthusiastic now. So I'm glad we could.
Come talk, you'll do miracles. Good to see you both. Take care.
All right. Bye, Jody. See ya. Let's see. We get to the Brewers here, where they beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-2 last night. Josh Donaldson had a 3-run homer in the first inning. Tyrone Taylor had 2 home runs. The Brewers' magic number is now 4 to win the division, as the Cubs lost again. And the Brewers now lead the Cubs by 7 games in the National League Central. Mark Canha had a 3-run double in the 9th inning as well. Adrian Hauser won his 3rd straight pitching decision. And they wrap up that 4-game in St. Louis today at noon. You can catch it on News from the Center in Richland Center or Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley. And Kristen, I know you're the one that's right near Lambeau Field. But I think we can start talking about, you know, watching some Brewers playoff games and how exciting that'll be. But like the Packers, we're not getting our hopes like way, way up. We're just going to enjoy this.
We are just consistent sports fans here. That's what we do. We love our teams.
Yeah. Which, by the way, that's what you're supposed to do with sports, okay? Not politics, where it's my team, win or lose, you know? It's like, no.
But Pat, if you look at the history of the Packers and the Bears, I mean, it's been over 100 years. These two teams have had this incredible rivalry. It's the most played rivalry in the NFL. But there would be no Bears without the Packers. There'd be no Packers without the Bears. There were times where the Packers were failing and the Bears came in. George Halas himself came in and invested financially in the Packers, because he knew that when the Bears played the Packers, that was when they made the most money. That was the best thing that they could do. So these teams need each other. Our Republicans and Democrats need each other. We all need each other. We all have to work together. So even if the teams can do it, certainly our politicians can do it, don't you think?
It certainly, that's how you have a functioning democracy. And the whole root of a democracy is that occasionally one side loses, but does it gracefully, rather than, you know, trying to start an insurrection or something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. What are we going to learn in Hometown Health?
I'm not exactly sure. We're going to talk about food and music and health and how it all comes together with Ace Champion.
Ace Champion, a celebrity chef, world record holder, and somebody who just seems to ooze the power of positive thinking. So just like somebody else we know, it's amazing that Ace and Kristen somehow managed to find each other.
And he cooks, I eat. Yeah, it works out really well.
Yeah, that's it. It has nothing to do with your both of you having these corrupt levels of positivity. It just makes me crazy sometimes. So we're going to have positivity overload coming up right after this break here up north.
Now you're making me look up when I went to that concert.
Good.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 81, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 56, mainly clear. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 78. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you.
Once again, Grandpa here is going to pick in the music and grab something from 1968 by the group Ohio Express. Kristen, I'm sure you knew that right from the beginning, right?
I definitely recognized that song, but as soon as it started playing, I thought, I forgot to share the bumper music that
yep. And when you don't share with the host, he's just going to grab some bubble gum with it that somehow mentions love in my tummy. But that takes us to Hometown Health. And Kristen Lyerly has brought us Chef Ace Champion for what I think is going to be a wide-ranging but overwhelmingly positive conversation. That's my guess, Kristen.
Well, I think you are right. Because the thing about celebrity chef Ace Champion is that you just can't put him in a box. He does so many different things, and he's got this incredible background and this backstory, and he's so deeply engaged in community. I mean, this is a man who understands what health means from the inside out. Ace, welcome to Hometown Health.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Tell us a little bit about what you do as a celebrity chef and how you got to be this icon in Northeastern Wisconsin and far beyond.
Awesome. Awesome. I've always had a passion for cooking and, you know, helping others. It's always been dear to me. I would say about 14 years ago, I learned about one of the laws of the universe, the law of attraction, that what you think about, you attract. And I think that really steered my life in a different path because it made me be accountable of my actions. So I started controlling my thoughts and focusing on what I want to have happen in life and not what I don't want to have happen and all the bad things that were happening. So it really allowed me to manifest truly, what I wanted. And it's just been such a journey and such a ride thus far.
And the thing that you're most known for in this region is, well, you've got a cooking show, and it's not just a cooking show, but it is a series that's been on for a number of years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the show is Cook Like a Champion every Saturday at 12:30 on CW 14. It was rolling. We were in season 6, actually, in 2019. And then obvious reasons from 2020, the show just stopped. And all the sponsors kind of went away. And it took about 3 years. And I do about 15, 16 charities each year. And Wello in Green Bay had reached out to me, wanting me to teach cooking classes to the ethnic groups locally here in Green Bay. And I threw it out there. I said, we can create a cooking show series, and that way we can bring them on, have them, teach with me their authentic cuisine, and then air it all over Wisconsin. And then they'll have that content forever versus some people come to the show and they bid on it. And not only did they bite on it, but we also got LiveX, which was one of the premier live productions company, to film it. Ironically, it was right next door to Wello. So that started. We should be airing that and launching season 7 coming up here in the next month and a half or so.
That's fantastic. It also notes here that you hold a Guinness World Record. What's that? What's that about?
I do. I'm a fierce competitor. I've won over 22 awards, mainly because of my last name. They always want me to prove myself that I'm a true champion.
Of course.
Yeah, I've been on Good Day Wisconsin, not Good Day Wisconsin, but the Today Show twice. The first time was for the NFL's 100-year anniversary, so I got to represent the Packers. And this last time was the Rokerthon, so it was the Great American Sandwich Relay. Each city or each state had to make a sandwich representing their state, and you only had 3 minutes, and they did it with all 50 states. And I represented Wisconsin as well. And we got it. So we're now in the Guinness Book of World Records forever. So great honor.
What was our sandwich?
They wanted me to do a Wisconsin brat. And I was like, there's no way I'm going on the Today Show and doing a brat. So Louisiana deep fried shrimp po' boy. And I put some cheese on it.
So. There you go. See?
Yep, yeah. Here we go.
So it's... I don't know if it's you or Kristen describes this as culinary entertainment. And, that's such a, again, I think a healthy way of looking at it, that we can just open up a bag of chips and stuff our face when we're not feeling good, or we can, use our own collective powers together to cook together and make some healthy choices together.
Yes, yes. And it's really not that hard to make a healthy choice. You just have to be conscious on what you're eating. I always preach to people about when they're at the grocery store, just read the labels. I mean, the labels is the recipe that's on the product. It will tell you what's actually in that. And for years, I couldn't pronounce a lot of these unhealthy ingredients. And I just figured, it's approved. It must not be bad for you, until I Google searched it. And oh my Lord, that's when the doors really opened up on how bad a lot of the processed food in general was. So I always tell people, live a little bit, you can have some sugar, you can have a little bit of salt, as long as it's good salt, Celtic salt, sea salt, things like that. You don't have to go to the carrots and the vegetables straight. I mean, you can eat, just make sure what you eat is, I call it live food. So in one way or another, the food was once alive, grown in a hopefully organic way, so that we can take in that energy that we desperately need from the food and that we don't get from the processed food.
Hey, I want to go back to what you said earlier about the program that you did with Wello, because Wello, of course, is near and dear to my heart. I'm actually going to race off to one of the meetings when we're done here being on the air. But one of the things that Wello does is they ensure, they promote local agriculture. So helping farmers get their food locally into the schools and into the places where they need to go. And you used some of those boxes of produce and you worked with some of the local organizations, Casa Alba here in Green Bay. And oh gosh, help me out. I'm going to draw a blank.
Oh, yeah. We are Rise.
That's the one that I got to go to. Yeah. And I got to eat the food that you and Granny cooked up. Oh, man.
Yeah. You magically showed up right when the food was ready.
As I am known to do.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But it wasn't just cooking. Like, there you were cooking with people from the community with fresh, healthy ingredients and bringing people together. The meal was a reason to be together. And I can't emphasize enough how much creating that sense of community means for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. And it really meant a lot to me too, as well. I mean, I'm a human person. You know, I don't get caught up to I'm this and you're that. You know, I always tell people, underneath this skin, I mean, we all bleed the same. We all have the same organs. We all share 99.9% the same DNA. So that just shows that in a way we're all related. And to bring all of those cultures who are separate entities together under one roof, creating food, breaking bread, sharing that, it's just amazing. You know, and then I was able to, through my flutes and my different music, tie in that certain music to that actual ethnicity. So when we did the Asian episode, you know, we had Asian instruments. When we did the African-American, we had African-American instruments, because music and food go together hand in hand, and they both bring such a healing to one. You know, I always encourage people, you know, if you're down, if you're feeling anxiety or any type of depression, you know, just simple music can really ease that. And food too, as well. I mean, food is definitely a comfort. I mean, we eat it when we're sad, we eat it when we're happy. You know, it really plays a huge role. And I'm just honored to be with Wello and bring, you know, the grannies of the neighborhood on to, you know, cook all their favorite dishes from their culture.
One of my favorite moments in that episode was when things were cooking and you had a little bit of time and you brought over your rain stick and one of the instruments, and you and Granny sat and made music while you were making food.
Yeah, that was, Granny was a little nervous, you know, but that was awesome. And then when Wello came in, me and Rahelio did the same thing. I actually played the pan flute. And I gave him a little maraca shaker, and it actually turned out really good. I told Rogelio we might have to put that on my album.
Yeah. How did music become such a big part of your life and really integrated within the cooking that you do?
Yeah, so I would say about 2 years ago, my wife's a massage therapist, so she kind of got me into the whole sound healing, which, being from Louisiana, I had no idea about. My first instrument was a crystal singing bowl. And I'm one of those people, I don't knock it until I try it. I always want to try it at least once. And it calmed me pretty much immediately. And I was just so blown away that all these years I was punching holes in walls to get my frustration out or going in rage. All I had to do was play a singing bowl. And that started that journey. And I would say about a year ago, I would always hear the native flutes in the background when you're getting a massage. And I never played an instrument before. I have no musical background. I don't read any type of sheet music. So the great thing about the ancient instruments is they didn't have sheet music back then. They literally would sit down and they would play how they feel. They would express their soul that way. And from the first breath I took into the flute, I was literally obsessed with it. So I started off with about three flutes, and now I have about 40 flutes. from all over the world, from Chinese different flutes, Indian banzari, Ukrainian flutes, South America, and then here in America too as well. And it really does help with anxiety and forms of mental disorder. It's excellent for kids, babies as well. I have 3 grandchildren, and you talk about shutting up a crying baby just like that. The flutes do it.
Pat, are so you listening?
Anybody out there that has some babies that need shutting up, call me up. I'll play on mute.
I thought it was just my singing that was doing it. I should have learned an instrument as well. And you've branched off. You are a brand now. There are Champion cookbooks, Champion spices, Champion organic coffee products, beer, wine. You do corporate team building as well, which, you know, I know that an activity like that, that can really go one way or the other. You can have people sitting in there going, this is, you know, a complete waste of my time. I need to be back at my desk. And then you have these where you go, I cannot believe my employer was this thoughtful to bring in this person and get us all motivated.
Yes. Yeah. The second one, that's what happens all the time.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, you'd be amazed. Well, because like you mentioned earlier, you got to have that entertainment aspect. You know, I realized early on that I couldn't just get up there and just, you know, teach them how to make a dish. You know, I had to entertain them. I had to motivate them and inspire them, because in reality, anybody and everybody can cook really good food. It's just a matter of, do they care enough to learn the techniques and things like that? And you'd be amazed on how many adults really bring out the kid in them. I mean, these CEOs of these multi-million-dollar companies, I mean, they're laughing, they're cracking jokes. I mean, they're acting like they just left a concert, and here we're just making bourbon pecan chicken and some garlic green beans. So the corporate team building is really taking off. It really, like, just like the Wello thing, it brings everybody in that building all together. It forces them to work, you know, as one true unit, and it kind of allows them to see themselves outside of the work environment. So
I couldn't help but notice you mentioned bourbon there. And as I'm looking at your page, the very first video I'm going to click on when we're done, all it says here is grilled cheese, Cajun bourbon.
I am the national grilled cheese champion, 3 out of 4 awards too as well.
Whoa.
But yeah, I learned very on in Wisconsin when I started, we put alcohol in our food by default in New Orleans. But when I started using it out here, I think that's what took me to the next level. Yeah. I know where I'm at. I you know, Wisconsin is definitely the place to put a lot of alcohol in the food.
You found your people. And the last thing, I know I mentioned at the top of the show, but you cook for so many people as well. And notes here that you've cooked for the Green Bay Packers, which obviously that makes you kind of a big deal too, if it's enjoyable. And I hope it's been an enjoyable process too.
It has. They're all great. They all have their own unique personality, from Jordy Nelson to Mike Daniels. You know, I cook for Preston Smith's 29th birthday. I do a lot of birthdays, believe it or not.
No, I completely believe it. There's just so much to learn about you. And again, you can find out more at chefchampion.com or Kristen, bring them on back. We'd like that very much too.
Absolutely, Ace. I love how you bring people together. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes. Thank you.
It's all about my
Thank
pleasure.
You.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
having
very
me.
Much. Hey, when we come back, Luke Mathers is off on his honeymoon here, so we're going to talk to congressional candidate Becca Cook and catch up with her during a recent visit to Chippewa Falls. We'll be back. You're up north.
Update your home with 11% off all Shaw flooring. Shop our huge selection of soft and luxurious carpet to durable laminate and waterproof vinyl plank. These floors provide top-notch performance. Brilliance Plush Carpet is just 99 cents per square foot after 11% rebate, now Menards. Good through September 24th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover force.
West. Join us Friday. It's the Big Ten opener on the road against Purdue. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Yeah, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
All right, as mentioned before, congressional candidate Becca Cook was passing through our neck of the woods recently. She's running in the 3rd District along with Tara Johnson, who we talked to not that long ago. Both of them want to unseat Derek Van Orden next year. There may be other candidates as well, and if they jump in, we'll be talking to them too. So I started my interview with Rebecca Cook asking what she's been up to recently.
About 2 months into my run this cycle, and that's what I've been really spending a lot of time doing, is getting back out into this 19 county district, reintroducing myself to folks that supported me or folks that haven't heard of me, and doing that work. I was in Richland Center last weekend. I was at a county fair there, but then also had a meet and greet put together by some supporters who were looking to build a network of county captains around the region to really work to organize, so it's not just me and my team, but really a movement of supporters from around the district.
How would you describe the level of interest by the people who are more active, in progressive ranks? Obviously, a lot of folks aren't plugged in yet, but for right. those people who are, it seems like they've been ready to jump right into thinking about 2024.
They have, and it's been really exciting. It's really energizing to be back with people. A lot of the folks that I worked with last cycle, and people that have been really frustrated with what our leadership looks like and the antics of Derek Van Orden in office. I think he's especially yelling at young Senate pages. Since the last time I talked to you, we had that huge incident blow up, drinking in his official office, and then yelling at young people. And that's just not our Wisconsin values. It's very opposite of who we are. And so I think people are really excited about fresh leadership and, getting new faces into office.
You know, when Tara Johnson got into the race and we interviewed her, I asked her about this as well. So I wanted to check in with you about the Farm Bill and that Congressman Van Orden is talking about the input that he's taking from people in the district. Mm-hmm. My question is what you think that's going to turn into in terms of output, including whether there will be a Farm Bill anytime soon, if there's a shutdown, for example, because that could have an impact.
Well, and I think the thing with the Farm Bill is it's become this really robust bill and so much is put into it, so many gotcha things. I'm glad to see that he's talking with folks. I think it's really important to hear from people very specifically about what they're looking for. I grew up on a dairy farm, actually just on the road from Loopy's, about a couple miles away, and we had to sell our cows because of the price of milk in competition with larger dairies. And that's the reality for a lot of Wisconsin farmers, which is tough. And so, I think looking at how we cannot just, fill a farm bill with, things that help larger ag conglomerates, but that we're really looking out for small and mid-sized farms and that we're creating an ecosystem of farms that's sustainable. Because there's so many folks, it's not just, a business, it's a part of our traditions here in Wisconsin and our heritage and way of life. And so, I think working to break up some, enforcing antitrust laws that I think really, allow bigger players to get the upper hand and put small folks out of business is important to me.
It's something that we've talked about several times on this program is the need to address those things that are, if they're not outright monopolies, they certainly do much to hinder competition, and that hurts Wisconsin farmers.
Exactly. Well, and it's like when you have 4 beef processors, the way that has consolidated, that industry has consolidated, has really hurt farmers across the board. So.
You're talking about healthcare a lot to folks?
I am, yeah. So I was actually, when I was down in Richland Center, I was talking to a young farmer in a barn, and he said, well, I'm a MAGA guy. And I said, okay. I said, well, let me tell you a little bit about what I'm about. And I said, I'd love to expand Medicare to cover vision, dental, and hearing, the things that deteriorate as people age. I said, because my parents get their dental work done in Mexico because it's cheaper to do there than it is here. And he said, well, that makes a lot of sense. And I said, doesn't it? And so he said, give me your flyer back. And I think having those conversations about things that make common sense, that are pragmatic, that's the way I approach a lot of issues and policy, is drawing from some of my lived experiences, drawing from the stories I hear from constituents and folks out on the road, and thinking about what does a real solution look like. And so that being one of them. My dad was also recently diagnosed with prostate cancer, which has been really tough on our family. It was right actually when I was announcing my campaign. And he went in to get his first prescription at Walgreens, and it was a $1,300 copay. And so we've got these pharmaceutical companies that are just price gouging consumers, and we've got to work to lower, big pharma costs in general, but that, Medicare is able to negotiate to get better prices for folks.
Can you talk about there's all kinds of ways to have experience in a race, some through local elected office, others are more entrepreneurial, for example, that's more of the path that you've taken, right?
Yeah, I've been a strong leader in the Eau Claire area. I'm 35. I ran a small business in Eau Claire for about 7 years, a Made in America retail shop, which I closed at the end of last year just with the rising costs of everyday goods and inflation. It was tough. Retail margins are thin, but was a really strong leader in the community through my work with that, being on our downtown board. I launched a nonprofit organization that supports women entrepreneurs throughout 10 counties in our region. We're actually expanding to 8 more, so we'll be covering 18 counties. We've helped 39 businesses launch in the last 7 years in smaller communities, so that it's not just the Dollar General that's king, but that we're really working to support women entrepreneurs. So I've definitely had, leadership roles. And it's, I certainly know how to balance a budget maybe better than other folks might in Congress. And so, because of that small business work that I did, Governor Evers appointed me to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board, or WEDC as it's better known, or is able to really advocate for those same folks at not just their kitchen table, but at the board level as well. And so.
Tell me about what a government shutdown, the potential for it. What kind of a role should any Republican incumbent be playing right now, especially in a district like Western Wisconsin?
They should be working to keep the government open. And they should be working across the aisle to get things done. You're voted to serve your constituent base. You're voted to serve the country. You got to be working. And letting the government shut down is just irresponsible.
So where does impeachment of the president come into all of this?
I think that's a wild assertion that folks are throwing out. And again, I think it's more partisan politic playing than actually doing their job.
There is now most likely going to be a primary, 2, 3, maybe 4 candidates. You were in a 4 candidate primary last time around. How do you feel going into the potential for a second primary? How does that help you in making sure that should you emerge, it's with a united Democratic Party?
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue on our same playbook and focus on our race and keep our head down and keep working. I think that, I'm feeling really strong with the infrastructure that we built last time. A 19-county district tour is something that we did. And so I'm feeling really strongly about being able to capitalize on that. It's really hard to build a campaign from scratch. I did that. And so I'm excited to capitalize on the support that we did have and really finish what we started and flip this seat back to blue.
You've talked to the National Democratic folks. You know that they took some heat for the way that they handled the race last time around. Obviously, they have to, they can't commit to the degree that there is a primary. But my question is whether you feel like Democrats at the national level are going to do right by the third district in ways they might not have in 2022.
I can't predict what they will or won't do, but I do know, I want to work as hard as I can so that it's no question for them that this race is winnable and that seat is flippable and that they will want to invest here. And all I can do is do that. There's no sure promises in politics. So,
Becca Cook, thank you so much. It's great to have your time. Great to have you up here in Chippewa Falls.
Thanks so much, Pat.
And that'll do it for us on this Thursday. Remember, wherever you are, all of Wisconsin is America's true up north. We're glad you could be with us for a while up here on the lake. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Streaming on the Civic Media app.